of people who set out to follow Jesus, who set out to get out there and build the kingdom of God on this earth, but at some point they realize, hang on a minute, this is a lot harder than I expected. Most of them fall by the wayside. So, are you one of those people? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program, as today we're going to take a look at your stickability from a different perspective. It strikes me that had Jesus been carrying out his public ministry in the 21st century rather than the first century, I'm sure that his disciples would have suggested that they hire a PR consultant, because frankly, public relations wasn't something that Jesus was particularly good at. He just, I don't know, he didn't put the right spin on things. I mean, take this for instance, Luke chapter 14, verses 28 to 33. Whoever comes to me and doesn't hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, doesn't first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he's laid a foundation and isn't able to finish it, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build and wasn't able to finish." Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciples if you do not first give up all your possessions. Now, any PR consultant worth his salt would certainly have massaged that little outburst, wouldn't they? No, public relations wasn't Jesus' strong suit. And just as well, too. Because there's no way that you can retain the powerful meaning of what Jesus is saying here by putting some PR spin on it. Here's the bottom line. Following Jesus is going to cost you something. It may cost you your life. It may cost you your nice, comfortable family village existence, where the boundaries of your world are a walking distance from where you live. In fact, everything worthwhile is going to involve some sacrifice. Building a tower involves costs. Waging war involves losing lives and assets. And following Jesus involves losing your grip on that nice, cushy little life that you had planned for yourself. It involves breaking free from the iron grip that your desire for possessions has on your will, your imagination, your plans, and your hopes and your dreams. Being a kingdom builder, a true disciple of Jesus Christ, involves letting go of your own personal empire. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't own anything or that we can't build anything. In fact, in the kingdom of God, we need business people who build wealth that funds the growth of God's kingdom. We need ministry entrepreneurs who grow organizations that take the gospel into the lives of people who otherwise would never have encountered the amazing love of Jesus. But the question is, who are we building it for? You know the syndrome, don't you? The harder you work for something, the more you own it and the more it owns you. Now, sometimes that can be a good thing. Any parent who's been through the joys and the challenges of bringing up children will know that the blood and sweat and tears that they've invested in their kids over the first couple of decades of their lives has an enormous amount to do with how much you love them and how proud you are of them. And that's great. But I remember when a couple of my business partners and I built a consulting firm that we'd started from scratch and grew it to a healthy, medium-sized international business. We decided to sell it to a public company, and that was great, but letting go of our baby, my baby, was hard because we'd invested so much of ourselves in it. The things we sacrifice for become part of us, and they can have a grip on our hearts and our lives and our wills that we don't even realize is there. That's why I keep saying that there's a very fine line between being a kingdom builder and being an empire builder. And so what it comes right down to in drawing a clear line in the sand between those two in your life and mine is what we're prepared to give up. Let me be blunt about it. The things that you've built, the career or the reputation or the business or the standing you have in your local church or the position or the title or the recognition or the kudos that you've built up over many hard years of toil, are you prepared to give them up for Jesus, all of them? Are you prepared to walk away from them and do what Jesus called you to do? I'm not saying that he will always ask you to give everything up, but in a real practical sense, this is exactly what it means to count the cost. What are you prepared to give up for Christ's sake? I'm so passionate about the Ministry of Christianity Works that produces these radio programs. I am so passionate about seeing lives transformed. I am so passionate about the small but amazing team of people that make it all happen. But my constant prayer to God is this: Lord, never, ever, ever allow this ministry to become my idol. Never, ever allow me to worship the works of my own hands above you. And when the time comes, when your plan is to move me on, to replace me with someone else whose call it is to continue on the work of your ministry, let me give it up with grace and with ease to follow you, Lord Jesus, onto the next thing that you have planned for me, whatever it is, whatever it may cost, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that constantly because the greatest commandment of all is that I should love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and with all my mind. That's the first and the greatest commandment, that God's name, God's will, God's kingdom should be first in my heart before everything else. That's why Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven." No, that's not an easy position to take, not at all. We're all going to struggle with it from time to time. I know that. God knows that. But that's the position we're called to. What are you prepared to give up in order to become a kingdom builder rather than an empire builder? Are you ready? Are you prepared to lay it down at the foot of the cross or not? I remember being at that fork in the road in my life. There were two ways forward. To the left, continue on with my lucrative consulting career. To the right, follow Jesus into a tiny, ailing little ministry that looked like it needed someone to read it the last rites before it curled up its toes and died. And that's the point when I realized the grip that my career and my reputation had on my heart. I don't mind telling you, it was a real struggle to turn my back on my career and reputation, and let's be blunt about it, on the money, to follow after Jesus. A real struggle. And every now and then, someone rings me and asks me to do this bit of work for them or that, and the temptation still presents itself. But truly, with all the ups and downs, with all the trials and challenges of following Jesus down this meandering, dusty, sometimes very lonely little road called the Ministry of Christianity Works that he's called me to, I wouldn't swap it for the world. Because in my heart of hearts, I know that what I'm doing is what he called me to do. Imperfectly, mind you, making mistakes along the way, of course. But that's no surprise to Jesus. So let me encourage you to sit and think and ponder and pray about what it is that the Lord your God is calling you to, and then to count the cost, to look at all the things that really matter to you and bring them before the Lord and lay them down in the power of the Holy Spirit, and then take up your cross, whatever that may look like, and follow your Lord wherever he may lead, whatever it may cost, because that's the only path, my friend, it's the only path to becoming a kingdom builder. Gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.